It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
In the world of radio and podcasting today, a lot of my friends have been talking about this because I guess they had asked a bunch of music jocks and people in the music industry what they think the best bass lines are for any songs ever. And they put together a list of the best bass lines of all time. And we have the top 20. Mm-hmm. So I was curious if you agreed with any of these.
I don't think so.
And the order they have them in is kind of interesting, too, because some of them that again, on these lists where stuff they have at the bottom should be up top. And it's weird, the criteria. You know, they just basically asked people on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of this? Oh, 7. Okay, that's a 7.
But this isn't done by bass players. This is done by radio people.
Exactly.
So radio people just know songs they play. They don't know how hard it is to play. You know, they wouldn't put like a Mountain song in there because they have no idea what that is.
Right. Anything that's not on the radio. These are all popular songs. So let me qualify this. These are popular songs that everybody knows, bass lines that everyone's heard of. This is not like one of those Pitchfork lists where it's like really inside baseball and you got to like Google the artist. Mm-hmm. No, this is all stuff that you totally know and you may or may not agree with.
This is on a list. This is Nirvana, Come As You Are.
This is number 20 on their list. This is the bottom of the list. That bass line they think is, you know, it's in the top 20, but it's not one of the best.
I wouldn't even put it in the top 1,000.
Because
it's just three chords. I mean, there's nothing spectacular about that. Anybody that picks up a bass 2 weeks into learning how to play the bass can play that.
But it's memorable. That's the thing. They found a riff that is memorable enough that as soon as you hear boom, 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 you're like, oh, that's Nirvana, Come As You Are.
And this is number 19, Psycho Killer by Talking Heads.
Again, really one of these songs that you hear it and you're like, oh, I know this. It's more about the bass than the drums.
Yeah, but it's not a memorable bass part. I would, as a bass player, when I hear it, I don't go, wow, that's incredible.
That's why I thought you'd like this list, because I know that you play bass, so I figured you would probably kibosh all of this.
I do. So far, I'm not liking any of these.
You're not impressed, yeah.
None of them. 18?
Yeah. Come on, there's a bass line that everybody knows. Do-do-do-do.
Okay, it's a studio musician just playing a random three chord bass line.
Wow, you're a tough sell.
Yeah, this is...
All right, the fact that song made millions of dollars and was super popular all around the world now has no value to you? Nothing?
You could take the bass out of that song and it still would have sold a gazillion records. It was Michael Jackson. It was how the song was produced. It wasn't... The bass didn't make it huge.
That's probably a good point. Okay, what about this one? How about number 17 on the list?
No,
that's not impressing you either.
No, I mean, Green Day to me is not, it has nothing to do with the bass.
Wow.
Yeah, Green Day is just Green Day. I mean, it's the bass player doesn't make that band.
I don't even know how to impress you now. How about the bass player? I have two songs coming up by the same band. I'm hoping that one of these of this band is going to be something that you will be like, okay, there's a bass player I respect.
Okay. Without Flea, there would be no Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Is he the bass player?
Flea is the bass player.
Okay.
Flea is amazing. Flea should be number one on this list.
Okay, so you do agree that this belongs on the list because Flea is there doing...
Flea should be on every list. And Flea is on every list when it comes to bass players. He's in the top five.
So here comes another Flea-oriented song for you.
This should be top five. Listen to that. That's Flea. This song put Flea on the map.
This, without the bass, would not be a song.
No. Red Hot Chili Peppers, the bass player and the drummer, make that band. They blow up guitarists every third day.
Right.
But you can't take Flea or the drummer out of the band. You just can't.
I wish there was some way we can isolate just the bass.
Yeah, Flea's amazing. He's always been amazing. Just to watch him, he's entertaining as hell.
Okay, so I think I agree with you. This one should be higher on the list. And if they would have asked me, I might have said this as number one or two. I think the next one, you can really hear the bass really clear. And you may agree with this one, because this is another iconic bass player, an iconic bass riff. Right?
Yeah, I don't put it up in the top 50.
Why?
I just don't. I mean, it's a good bass line.
It's just not special.
It's just not special. I mean, it's the bass line he should have played for that song. It's not nothing like Flea where it jumps out at you and it does something that it shouldn't have done.
I love that the guy's in Aerosmith and you are not impressed with him. Like, what more could I do for you people? I'm in Aerosmith. I'm playing Sweet Emotion. I'm playing the song, one of the three songs that we're really known for, and you don't care.
No, I don't. It's not a special bass line. So it's bass lines for people that don't know bass lines.
Right. I don't know why this is on the list. I mean, I love this song, but I never thought that this was a bass heavy song.
No.
This is Rapture by Blondie. Where even is the bass in this?
Exactly. I mean, it's buried. It's there, but it's not jumping out at you.
Yeah, I was surprised that was even on the list, because I was like, my fellow radio music DJs around the country thought of this? Thought of Rapture by Blondie? Okay.
All right. Next on the list, we're at number 12 now of the best bass lines picked by radio people. It's the same bass line as Blondie.
Yeah.
Not a bad bass line.
It was a bass line of its time. Is this a 70s song, Chic?
Yeah.
Big times? Yeah, so there you go. It's for the 70s, yeah.
No, I mean, the 70s had great bass players. I mean, you can't throw that down there. But how I look at it is, when I was in New York, I went to a lot of concerts, outdoor shows. So by, you know, local bands and whatever that played all covers, and they played this song and they played every single song on this list. And that's just the songs they play in the outdoor bar.
Right.
And if they looked at me and said, you play bass, can you come up here and play a couple songs? And they play Rapture and Longview and Billie Jean and Psycho Killer, I could play them.
I see what you're saying. Whereas Red Hot Chili Peppers, you'd be like, out of my pay grade.
Yeah, I can try it, and it will sound something like it, but it's not going to be really close.
All right, how about number 11? Is that something you can play?
It's... See, it's not that easy. It sounds easy,
like,
but it's not.
It sounds simple, and I like the fact that you're saying this one is not easy and that you respect what Queen is doing, and I'm going to guess Brian May?
No, Brian May is not the bass player. May is the guitar player.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's not, and I've actually watched a video of how to play that riff, because it's not that easy.
Right.
If that makes any sense. The next one shouldn't even be on the list. This band should not be in any bass player list.
Just so you know, not only is this on a bass player list, but I went to look to see how many guitar sites and music sites had their own bass lists. This song, Rio Duran Duran, was on every single one of them.
Yeah, I don't know
why. People seem to love this. Skip number 9 because it's a double. So let's go to number 8.
Touch this. It's Rick James, though.
Can't touch this. What, MC Hammer?
Yeah, this is Rick James.
This is Rick James's. Yeah.
So
right.
So you can't touch this if you don't have Rick James,
right.
Super Freak. Because that's where that song came from. So,
right, good point. Okay, so they should have had Rick James, Super Freak, instead of MC Hammer, Can't Touch This. Well, that just shows you radio people and how little they know.
It's the same bass line, but the original bass line was, this is number 7, and yes, 1,000,000%, I agree. This
oh,
is
wow.
D-Light, Groove is in the Heart. This is probably... When I heard the song for the first time, I had to pick up my bass and play it because I thought it was so cool. Yeah, that's a great bass line.
And this is one of these songs that people like me who don't know much about the making of the songs, I can even hear the bass as opposed to everything else. It really stands out.
Yeah, I want to say Bootsy played that.
Mm-hmm.
And Bootsy's a mind-blowing bass player. So
Bootsy Collins.
So I think he's the one that played that bass line. I could be wrong.
Is that the dude who wears a diaper on stage?
I guess.
I think he is. I think Bootsy Collins is the dude who wears a diaper on stage.
Next, this band should never be on this list. This is Fleetwood Mac.
I know. You could hear the bass. Look how good that is.
Not that good.
No, but this song is only with this song without the bass is no song. There's nothing else going on here but that bass line.
For that part, you can cut that part of the song out. This is not the beginning of the song. This is
That's
the middle.
That's the whole part of the song.
No, it's not even clean.
It's not
even a good bass sound.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I've never been impressed by Fleetwood Mac.
All right, let's hit the top five and see if you agree with any of these.
All right, people are going to give me shit about that, I know, because it's Fleetwood Mac. And all right, so this one, 1,000,000%, should be probably number one. They put it as number 5. But it's not really the bass, the reason why this isn't number one, it's not really the bass that makes this. It's the keyboards.
Right.
The bass is just following the keyboards.
That's because Stevie Wonder is playing the keyboards. He's not going to have the bass player be the star of his song.
But you could play this song without a bass. With just the keyboards playing the bass part.
Yeah, you can, but it's not as good. It's like having an ice cream sundae with no whipped cream. You got to have the whipped cream.
Right. But Stevie's the one that made this. But... Give it up to Stevie. This is one of the best riffs ever made.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, I've seen bands play this. Like, I saw Train play that song. And when you see a band play that song, you can, damn, is that a good song? It doesn't matter who does it. It's just, if you can play that line, it's a great song.
Well, you're not going to like song number 4 because you didn't like another song by the same band early on. I think you're just not impressed with this band in particular.
No, this is a great bass line.
Oh, this you like?
This is a great bass line.
But 2 seconds ago, the guy couldn't play bass.
No, I'm not saying he can't play bass. I'm just saying this, without the bass line, is not a song.
Okay, so you agree that at least this song, the bass line, is the important part of the song.
Yeah, I can still jump on stage and play this if you wanted me to.
Oh, but that's not good. I don't want you.
And I can play it in any key. That's the, you know. But it's the first song you learn when you're a bass player.
Right.
You have to play this song.
Okay.
If you don't,
I can see that.
It's this and Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. You have to learn those two.
Okay, let's hit the top three.
Okay, the top three is...
Bass lines in songs of all time according to music radio DJs.
Yeah, and I've never heard this song be in a bass list ever.
I thought this was interesting, too. You're going to have to show me where the... Oh, well, there you go. I hear the bass now.
Yeah, you hear it. It's a good bass line. It's repetitive, though. They probably played it one time and just looped it.
Right. This is Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang.
But it's the bass that makes the song, but nobody's going to put that song. Nobody is going to put that song on a list other than stupid radio people.
Well, there you go.
Number 2 on the list you don't think of it as a bass line, but it's a damn good bass line.
So now that I'm learning where the bass is and how to listen for it, I really hear it in this song. You're so paid.
Yeah, it's a great bass line, but it's... See, I don't know if it's a keyboard or bass. It could be either. It could be a keyboard bass.
And the number one song on the list, according to radio music DJs, this is the, I guess they think this is the greatest bass line in any song, any modern song.
The White Stripes.
Seven Nation Army is a great song. It's pretty much all bass, isn't it? It's bass and a little bit of drum back there.
Yeah. That's bass.
What do you think? Do you say yes? You say no?
No. No, not even close. Anthony, get up here and play whatever the hell that song is.
Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, let me hear it one time and I'll play it. I mean,
right.
I can play it.
You're unimpressed.
Yeah, now I've learned it and I'll figure out the rest. As we go, just tell me the first key it's in. The first chord, and it's an E. So I right. started with an E, and yeah, we'll figure
start
it out.
Start with an E. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that was the list. Maybe you have to make your own for next time.
Yeah, there's no corn on this list. There has to be corn. There's a bunch of different bands that you cannot not have on this list.
Who would you say, aside from Flea, I know you really love Flea, who would you say is one of the greatest bass players of all time?
Geddy Lee of Rush.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. There's no Rush song on there.
Yeah. And that's just ridiculous that there's no Rush. Because Geddy Lee played bass, keyboard, and sang at the same time. So he played keyboard with his feet, bass, and sang every song.
Amazing.
There's no background singers. It was just him. An amazing bass player. When I saw Rush live for the first time, I put my bass up for a few days and just I can't.
It's right. you shouldn't be allowed to be near one after that.
Yeah, this is not me. This is not for me. Maybe I should sing. That's not for me either. I'm just going to get out of the band business.
And then I'm gonna go eat Pop-Tarts somewhere.
Right. And then you see a band like, Korn, and you go, that's just next level